This is Blair Durham with Black Wall Street Today, your media hub for all things Black business and related news, strategy, and events.
If you know an entrepreneur or an aspiring entrepreneur that's in need of a sense of direction in this wild marketplace, who needs a sense of community through an entrepreneurial journey that can feel so lonely, or that just needs access to knowledge and resources to grow, then it's your duty to send that entrepreneur or aspiring entrepreneur to our website so they can find that education, they can find those resources, and they can find that community. Go over to blackbrand.biz. Again, that's www.blackbrand.biz. Right now, we have a 30-day free trial membership that will allow you access to all of our programming and networking events for the next 30 days. Try Black Brand on for free and find out if it's a good fit for you. Remember, if you're not an entrepreneur or thinking about being an entrepreneur, then you know someone who can use these resources to make practical changes in their life and change the direction of their entire family. www.blackbrand.biz. Now, here on Black Wall Street Today, we not only have a member of Black Brand, a graduate of B-Force Accelerator, but we have the one and only CEO of Total Protection and Privacy, Mr. Brian Jones. Now, Brian came to Virginia in 1984 to start his Navy career. 34 years later, he's still serving in the civil service space. Brian Jones has a bachelor's degree in electronics from the University of Phoenix, and he is one of those innovative founders who are in the Hampton Roads area that opened up a tech company. We love that. Brian Jones, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. So glad to be here.
So let's start from the start. Total Protection and Privacy. What is that company and what is it that you make?
Total Protection and Privacy is a cell phone device. It's one that has the built-in privacy screen, you know, so you can place your telephone down and not everyone looking into your business. And I put a patented handle on it so you could, again, set it down or you could hold it in your hand, especially when you're taking pictures. That's when, you know, you want, you know, to hold your phone more secure. And then you can drop it or, you know, it could just fall. So the handle allows you to hold your camera up, allows you to place it firmly on your desk, again, so you can view, watch your kids play or whatever you choose to do on your telephone and not have to worry about everyone else looking at your screen.
Absolutely. So when did you see a need for this device that you have invented, patented, and put out into the marketplace? When did you recognize that it was time for you to come in and solve this problem?
Again, at work, I work in a secure building, and we always have privacy screens on our computers for that same reason, to keep everyone out of your business while you own a project, because you don't want to know who's qualified to look at your project or not. So I was at the airport one day, and I was like, you know, when you're at the airport, everyone is on the phone. And you can see everyone's business on the phone. I'm like, why are they having these on computers, but they don't have them on telephones? So I started doing the research about 2 years ago, and they was just barely started coming out with the privacy screens. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I decided to, you know, to put one on the phone and make it standard. So my case comes with the privacy screen standard already built into the case, so which also provides you more security, you know, in your phone. There's no blind spots.
Gotcha. So I guess that's why it's Total Protection and Privacy, because the case will protect my phone in the event that I drop it, but the built-in screen also just protects my privacy. Is that where the name comes from?
Yes, yes. Total Protection and Privacy.
Awesome. So is it the built-in screen? Is that what makes it different? Because I know that you mentioned that there are already some privacy screens out there. So what is it that separates your product from the rest of the market?
The screens that you have now, most of them you have to peel on. You have to place on your phone yourself. And they slide off, they bubble up, they come off. So, you know, it really doesn't provide a whole lot of privacy. And then over, you know, a period of time, it's eventually going to peel right off. Again, mine comes built in, so there's nowhere for it to go. So once you snap your phone into the case, it has nowhere else to go. You know, your phone is locked in.
That's incredible. I love that, because what I hate is having to put that screen down and the bubbles that always come up. I'm not good at getting rid of those bubbles for whatever reason, and they haven't built a screen for me that allows me to easily smooth out the bubbles. So your invention removes the entire need for that.
Yes.
Okay, so there are a lot of people who look at a problem in society or in the marketplace, and they come up with a cool little idea in their head. I do it probably every single week. It's one thing to have a cool little idea in your head. It's an entire different scenario to create a product, to bring that product out of your mind into real life and have it sitting here on the desk like your product is. So tell us a little bit about the journey. You have an idea. What's the next step?
Well, first, I just wrote it on a piece of paper, and I was trying to develop it, you know, to see, you know, do your research to see if that's, you know, that's, it's not another product like that out there. So then I just started doing the research, and, you know, once I got started, I just couldn't stop anymore. I just, you know, just kept going and going, and I was trying to help my sister out, which was the main reason I got the project started. I was trying to, you know, get her something that she could build her future on and, you know, hopefully start a business. And I see the need, you know, I mean, for people having privacy while they're on the phone. So that's what got me started. And then I reached out to you guys. I found you guys, 757, and that's what lit the fire. You know, that's what got me going and, you know, put me in, like I said, in front of all the resources and, you know, great people like yourself. And it just lit my fire. So
you're listening to the Black Wall Street Today with Blair Durham podcast. I'm the producer, Seiko Varner from Positive Vibes. So we would love for you to do a few things. Like this episode. You're going to like it anyway. Share this episode. It's worth sharing. And tell other people about the podcast. Sharing is caring. Let's all get wealthy.
Yeah, I definitely want to talk about that. Some of the resources that you used as an entrepreneur to grow your business. Now, you said that you found Black Brand and B-Force Accelerator, but where did you find B-Force Accelerator? Were you searching on the internet? Did you see a commercial? Did it come in an email? Because I want the entrepreneurs who are listening right now to be able to learn some strategy about where to look.
Mostly just business development centers. I start looking at business development centers, and you guys just popped up, and you know, then say once I applied and you know, I got accepted, it's like other people say, it's, you know, rest is history, you know, because you guys have so many great resources, you know, that you know, you have no choice but to take something away from the room, you know. So then once I got found you guys, then I started finding other little, you know, development centers, because, you know, then you know what to start looking at. But B-Force was the first one that I joined, and that's what opened up most of these doors for me that now.
That's absolutely incredible. So for the entrepreneurs who are out there, if you have an idea, rather than going straight from idea to business, get some marketing research in. Gather some resources. Start developing a team around yourself. What Brian Jones did was just start researching business development centers. No matter where you are, if you are in the sound of my voice, which means you live in the 757, there is a business development center physically near you. And there are also business development centers that are all virtual. So even if you have no way to physically get to one, you can still connect with the resources. So you went into B-Force Accelerator. Just tell the listeners a little bit about what your B-Force Accelerator experience was like and what resources that came out of B-Force Accelerator for your company, Total Protection Privacy.
Yeah, thank you. again, just some of the classes that you guys had me go through. You know, like, you know, every week, you know, we was putting in front of someone else, a specialist or marketing or lawyers or I can't think of all the ones that you guys had, you know, get your business plan. It was just so many different, you know, classes that you guys had covered that, you know, you get the resources just from those speakers when they show up. You know, most of them give you the information or even give you someone else's information if they think that'll help you. So just networking, you know, it's a huge networking opportunity. And, you know, I'm still meeting people and, you know, enjoying the benefits of this networking. So, again, you just have to get out there and start networking. You know, you have to get with like-minded people and, you know, they'll show you which way to go.
That's a big one, getting with like-minded people. So then after entering B-Force, you got to see so much more of the entrepreneurial ecosystem. Do you remember any of the other organizations or grants or programs that you've engaged with as a part of this journey?
Yes, sir. Norfolk State. I mean, their business development plan also. So
awesome.
You know, that's hopefully how I got here. But, yeah, Norfolk State, I use the Veterans Program, the Wounded Warrior Program, 757 Accelerator. Just anything you can grab, you know. Like I said, I just was reaching and you know, everything I could find, I was, you know, applying for it.
For those of you who are out there listening, who are taking notes about where to find resources here in the 757, Brian Jones said he connected with B-Force Accelerator, which is a program of Black Brand, so you can go to blackbrand.biz. He mentioned NSU Incubation Center, yes. The NSUIC, which is on Main Street. Big shout out to them, doing great things over there. He also mentioned 757 Collab. That's 757 Accelerate, 757 Startup Studio, all there in the Assembly Building. And then he also mentioned the Veterans Program, which is the Veterans Business Outreach Center, right there off of Main Street. Big shout out to the SBA for backing that program over there, Veterans Business Outreach Center. Okay, so you go to all these programs, you start learning information, you're meeting with lawyers, you're meeting with accountants, you're developing a plan. How do you get the funding to start putting together prototypes like what we're looking at here today? Because it looks incredible.
Mostly grants. You know, I use grants and I guess I was fortunate enough, again, by being in the military so long that I had a little mad money stashed to the side. So, you know, I figured if I'm investing in my future, I might as well invest in my future. So I took the chance and, you know, used some of my own personal money. I got some from grants and just a couple other things just sadly happened. But, you know, they happened and brought me more income. So things just started falling into place and, you know, just keep researching.
Gotcha. Keep researching. That's a major one. If you have an idea and it's going to cost money to bring this idea to fruition and you have no idea where you're going to get that money, keep researching, like Brian Jones did, who was able to access multiple grants and also had some money saved up. So let's talk about where Total Protection and Privacy is going. When can people buy the product? Where can people look at the product? When do you expect it to hit shelves, or is it just going to be all online? Tell us about how we can engage with your incredible invention.
Thanks again. Yes, hopefully, if everything's, you know, go well, I should be available Wednesday. The website is Total Protection and Privacy. Sorry, but it's one word and it's a long word, but I'm working on getting it shorter. But right now, it's www.totalprotectionandprivacy, one word. And hopefully, you know, I want to come up with more models. You know what I mean? I really like the design of my case. You know, like I said, there's no one else that has this design. So, you know, this is my first line. So, hopefully, I have the 15 come out real, real soon. You know, this is just developing. We're here with the 14. And again, just have my own line of cell phone cases and, you know, go from there and help my family and, you know, help out, you know, Black businesses and, you know, be a true entrepreneur and take it as far as I can take it.
That's incredible. Now, you're doing something that not every entrepreneur does, which is involving yourself in manufacturing. Tell us about that process. Did you just find the right manufacturer and it was off to the races, or did you have to deal with a couple and not really like what you got and to figure out who was the best? What was that process like for you?
Yes, yeah, I went for a few different manufacturers. Again, just looking for plastic injection molding companies, and, you know, then you have to send them your drawings, and, you know, some of them can tell you what they can and cannot do. So I researched, again, maybe four or five different companies, because, you know, you always want to have more than one choice.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, each one of them sent me little samples and templates of, you know, of what they can do and what their qualifications were. And luckily I went with a company right out of Maryland, you know, which was close to home. So they helped me do all the design and the development and, you know, which also comes in handy because it's a company close, you know, I mean, in case, you know, something goes wrong or you want to go actually see your product. And we just sat there and worked it out. Because like I said, first I had the privacy screen. And then in the 2 years it took me to develop, I knew I had to come up with something because privacy screens was coming a lot more. It was all over the place. You know, everyone started getting privacy screens. So then That's when I came up with the handle. So,
nice.
They don't have the handle.
So was it a conscious decision to go with an all-American made product, or did that just end up being the best company for your design?
I just started researching them, and, you know, just found someone I was talking to that understood my language and knew what I wanted to do with, you know, as far as getting the phone case developed. So when we just, you know, kept communicating back and forth, he, you know, just let me know that, you know, he was going to take care of me and, you know, actually put the work in to make sure I had a good quality case, you know, versus some of these companies just, you know, they don't have time. You just send in the drawings and some of them won't even reply because, you know, you're just a startup and, you know, they don't feel that, you know, that you're worth their time. So, you know, it was a smaller company and, you know, he really put the time in to make sure I had a great case come out.
That's awesome. Now, so we've learned about your journey from idea to planning to design, to manufacturing. So the product is going to be able to hit the market within this month, and then you can start collecting data to see what people really love about it.
Yes.
So that's going to be a super exciting time for you. But tell me what total protection and privacy looks like next year, the year after, just in the coming years. What do you expect out of total protection and privacy?
I hope steady growth. You know, steady growth to get my brand up. You know, again, come up with different models of phones and cases, and, you know, and just continue to grow and, you know, and help, you know, help other people. You know, my sister's not here anymore, so I can't help her. But, you know, there's, you know, a lot of other people, you know, that needs help. And, you know, this, you know, and like you said, in the manufacturing, you could, it's a job generator, you know. So
absolutely.
Hopefully, you know, just help my community and, you know, and have a great brand of telephone, you know, cell phone accessories.
Gotcha. Now, I know out there this Sunday morning, there is someone who has an idea for an actual physical product that can be manufactured, and they're being inspired by your story this morning. So if somebody wanted to talk to you more about your journey, maybe buy you lunch or just hop on a Zoom, how would they be able to contact you? How does the audience engage with Brian Jones?
They can just reach out to my website. They can call me, text me, or, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I took this journey a lot on my own. So, you know, I took a lot of wrong roads and had to figure out a lot of things until, again, I actually met you guys and, you know, actually gave me, you know, some headsight on which way to go. But, yeah, you can reach out and talk, you know, anytime. Because, like I said, you know, my idea came from a piece of paper, you know. You know, so to get it from a piece of paper to actual, you know, advice that you can hold. And, you know, it's rewarding. So, you know, hopefully it'll go well and, you know, I'm, you know, come out with a lot more devices and, you know, it's a rewarding journey to you know, man, like I said, to take something from concept to an actual product that you can hold in your hand and, you know, pass on to your family, you know, for the rest of your life.
It has to be rewarding because I remember when this thing was a concept. So I just keep looking down at it right here on the table thinking, wow, this used to exist in Brian Jones's head. And now it's sitting here on the desk doing its job, protecting the phone, holding it up and protecting the screen. That has to be so rewarding. So for the folks out there, can you just give a piece of advice on when people are feeling tired, when people are feeling like the journey is too long, when people don't see exactly how they're going to get to the goal. Can you give them some advice as somebody who's been on that journey? What is it that you remind yourself of or say to yourself or do to keep the motivation to go forward?
I would say the first thing is pray. You know, you have to get some sort of a way to relax yourself, because it's a long, stressful journey. You get turned down, stopped, and, you know, you don't think you're going to make it. You know, you're like, is it really, really worth it? You know, but I guess, you know, as long as you pray and really have your mindset to what you want to do and, you know, and keep focused on the goal, you know, when those obstacles come, you know, they hurt, but, you know, they're only temporary. So, you know, just stay hungry, stay humble, you know, pray and you know, if you have a goal set that it's worth reaching. So, you know, don't stop until you get where you need to go.
Don't stop till you get where you need to go. Stay hungry, stay humble, and pray. These are the words of advice from Brian Jones, who took an idea to a concept, to a design on a sheet of paper, to a product that's sitting in front of us right now, that will later be a product sitting in all of your homes if you are listening today. Brian, I'd like to thank you for coming on the show today and sharing with us your journey. If you want to engage with Brian, then you go to www.totalprotectionandprivacy.com and go ahead and hit that contact link if you'd like to talk to him directly, or if you'd like to order this product because, as he's been describing the problem, you were thinking, yeah, that's actually the same problem I'm having with my screen, then make sure you go there and place an order, and we'll see you back here at Hot 91 Sunday 10:30 for another episode of Black Wall Street Today. See you next Sunday.
This episode was brought to you by Positive Vibes Consulting. That's positivevibesconsulting.com. If you're a business owner and the bank said no, we may have a solution for you. Let's have a conversation. If you're a nonprofit organization, let's strategize and find ways for you to have continuous income while you're searching for donations and pursuing grants. That's positivevibesconsulting.com. A proud member of Black Brand.
Phenomenal. Stay with us online at Black Wall Street Today on Facebook and Black Wall Street Today on Instagram. And then follow us on Twitter as well at BWS Today. We look forward to talking again next week. Have a wonderful week. I have said and I will continue to say that the most important priority for the Black community is the Black community, not a particular political party.
Phenomenal. Hey, yo, when I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black Wall Street. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. When I say Black,